This is the Pacifica National Programming Committee. It is 1:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and September 13th. And we're going to start a roll call of our Pacifica National Programming Committee. From KPFA, Shirang Deadman. Shirang? Shirang, are you there?
Sharon,
W-B-A-I. Oh, Sharon. Okay. Sharon is not here. Sharon is here. Okay. Sharon is B-A-I. Thank you. Let's see. From KPFA, Janine Etter.
Here.
Present. Janine is present. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
I don't hear you. Oh, Sabrina's here. Okay, good. Wow. From KPFK, Michael Atkins.
Here.
Present. This is our new member of our group now. Let's see. Oscar Uyova. I do not hear Oscar. He's busy today, I think. Polina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Polina is present. And from WBAI, Jack Devine. I do not hear Jack Devine. Sharon Salam is already
here.
She's here. Sharon Salam is here. Ralph Pointner.
Here.
Ralph, present.
Here.
Okay, Ralph Courtney, present, yes. And from KPFT, Wally James. Oh, I don't hear Wally. Nancy Saibar, Nadi Tomi, I'm here. Let's see, Sandy Wyman. Oh, I do not hear Sandy, Sanford Wyman. From WPFW, Lucille Perez. Lucille? Are you muted, Lucille? Hello? Okay, I'll come back. I heard her before. Thomas O'Rourke? Oh, Lucille is present. Okay, Lucille is present.
And so is Thomas.
Thomas is present. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow, okay. 10 out of 15, and we have quorum. Okay, did somebody join us? Anybody join us? All right, we have a roll call is finished, and we'll start with, let's see, where's the, oh, I called, did I call, I didn't call, WRFG Heather Bray. Heather, are you here? No, I don't hear Heather. Okay, let's see, get the draft agenda. Okay, we finished that, and 10 out of 15 is great. Okay, and then I had sent the minutes of August 9th, the last time we met, which was August 23rd. Would you like to approve those minutes, or do you want to have more time to read them? Did anybody have time to read them? Okay, I didn't hear anything.
I'm scanning them now, but no.
I scanned them.
As a point of information, I've only received the text messages to join today's meeting, so I've not received the minutes. So just please
really?
Be sure to add my email for future stuff. Yeah. No, no biggie, but just a note. Thank you.
No, no, no. Who is talking now? Is it
Michael Atkins, the new participant?
Okay, I put your name on there. How come? Okay, maybe I have a wrong email for you. Let's see. I have Michael. Let me look at that. I have Michael Atkins here. I sent to you, and it says Michael at allthingsatkins.com.
.com. Yep.
And you did not receive it, so maybe it went in your spam folder or your trash folder or your junk folder. I don't know what you have.
I'll be sure to check. Thanks.
Okay. And so, how can you stop that? You do something, and it won't go into the spam anymore, right? Do you know how to do that? Ask somebody.
Yeah, I'll be able to.
I learned.
I'll look around for that. Yeah. Thank you.
I sent the 9th because I wanted you to sort of see what we were doing. That's why I sent it to. And I think maybe an hour ago I sent 11:31 or 11:32. Oh, no, it's my time. So for your time, it would have been 9:31 or so I sent those. Okay.
I've got them all now, confirming that I have them.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, good, good. Okay. It's traditional when we have a new member to sort of make a short introduction. I would like to ask if you would go back after I get the old minutes out, and I'll send them to you, where I documented all the introductions. But would you please give us a little introduction of you and what you want to do? Michael?
Sure, absolutely. Nice to meet everyone today across the country where we are. I'm honored to fill in the slot. I'm honored to take up the charge and carry the torch with everyone. Just very briefly about myself, I am a environmental advocate. I work locally with a nonprofit called Friends of the LA River. We're a 30-plus year nonprofit that seeks to elevate the Los Angeles River in the minds of Angelenos. It's an incredibly compromised urban ecosystem, so we try to use it as a good Rorschach and a litmus for what's possible throughout the country. I'm a very progressive individual, and I'm very eager to support KPFK and the broader Pacifica network at acquiring new listeners. And just want to be supportive as best I can. I'm someone who is maybe a little bit younger than some of the other folks, but definitely see radio as an important way to continually find space for new voices. And I'm just really excited to learn from everybody. And again, just kind of absorbing sponge brain while I attend these meetings for my first time. So I'm kind of listening and learning more than commenting, but I'm just pleased to be here. Thanks, everybody. Let me know if you have questions.
Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
This is Paulina. Sorry to interrupt you there.
Go ahead.
Michael,
are you
on the local station board as well?
That's correct. Yeah, and as has been mentioned before.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, my predecessor is running for a public office, so she relinquished her position,
mm-hmm.
and I was next in line at the alternates after taking a campaign last year. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great. Good to meet you.
Yes, on the text.
This is Lucy. I was going to say welcome as well. And could I move that we delay passing the minute until our next meeting?
Sure. Okay, that's fine. I'd like you to be able to have it August 9th. And then the August 23rd was the last meeting. Those minutes, too, I'm not going to ask anybody to approve them because it just arrived to you about an hour ago. But do have a chance to look at it. And little by little, our points, our bullet points on the problems we want to do, solve, or work on are building. So the only way you can see them all together is on these minutes. All right, let's see. The next is the agenda. Now, I had made a tentative agenda, and it's perfectly, we haven't approved it yet, have not approved it yet. So if someone wants to add some new business or wants to change the order, you feel strongly something else. Jack is not here, so we're not going to do number one. Unless somebody else wants to talk about podcasters and podcasting. Let's see. Have you had a chance to look at it? All right.
You know, this is Michael Atkins again. I know that I'm brand new, but I was actually very encouraged to hear that was an agenda item being batted around in previous meetings or this one. And I'd be sure and certainly available to speak for 2 minutes in that time slot.
Oh, for podcasting?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll do that. All right. Does anybody have something that they would like to, you know, take out or move down or move up on the agenda here that we have? Rather long agenda, but these are things that we've been talking about since June 28th. We finally got quorum on June 28th and this group. And then I think Thomas and Lucille came on maybe in the July, first meeting in July. And then now
that's
Michael.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. I still have not done that first meeting in July. I have not done those minutes yet.
Nancy, you're proposing this motion, item number two, be the first thing we deal with to pass it formally?
Well, Michael would like to say something about podcasting and podcasters.
Okay. I mean, in lieu of that, but I mean, that's the second thing is this motion. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a kind of, I think it's an easy one. I don't think they're going to be angry with this. I think it's a fantastic, thanks to Paulina for bringing it up, you know, because I had heard this in my ear at the station. Oh, audio port is not being used. It should be used. And I thought, then I, oh, yeah, maybe, but I don't really know it. So I'm so glad Paulina brought this up. Okay. Well, okay, does anyone move to approve the agenda then? You still reading it?
Move to
anybody
approve
wanna...
the agenda.
Okay.
This is Sharon Salam. Move to approve
Sharon,
the agenda.
Sharon, okay. All right.
Sharon Salam.
Sharon Salam.
Yes.
Of Central Park 5. Okay,
second.
Thank you, Lucille. All right. We don't need a second in committee, but it's nice to have. Okay, so let's start. Now, Jack was going to talk about podcasters, how we can, you know, snag some podcasters, even really young ones, even really short shorts, like maybe, you know, 1 minute, 2 minute, or 3 minute, and include them into our programming. So we try to include people outside of Pacifica so we grow, and including other organizations too. Okay, Michael, you want to present your
Very briefly, again, I don't have the benefit of knowing what Jack wanted to speak towards, but I just want to report that I did attend our KPFK programming committee before attending this meeting. We had a very similar kind of brief discussion on this, and I'm also able to share some of my thoughts as an introduction a little bit further than who I am personally. But just two notes of context for the benefit of a national call right now. Los Angeles is a place where we've seen some of alternative weekly. The LA Weekly was bought by, you know, rapacious Orange County venture capitalists who lobotomized it quickly overnight, and that led to one or two or three different news outlets starting with the laid off journalists. Similar things are kind of happening across the area. And in addition, we have a rising movement called the People's City Council that essentially got like 50 plus thousand surveys at the height of the civil rights demonstrations in June and earlier. Anyway, there's a whole ecosystem of progressive voices that are either already producing from home, already attending public meetings and live streaming these meetings. And there's just a very potent energy that's very hyper-local at addressing these very large national issues like race, militarism, climate change, and public health. So just very simply, and just to kind of say that I'm encouraged and that I think open ears to whoever else is having thoughts on these issues, but bringing in those who have audience, bringing in those maybe potential other media partners who emphasize blog and social media would be a good way to shore up some of the gaps, I think, for the Pacifica Network and encourage people who may not presently be listening to the radio to tune in. So I just wanted to set that out, again, very broad. Not sure where Jack would have taken this point, but just wanted to confirm that that's some of my personal thinking and some of where the conversation is at KPFK as well, and on our committee level.
Well, thank you, Michael. It sounded like what Jack was sort of saying, and he's a he said he's young. I don't know how long he is. He said he's young. He's a staff at the BAI.
Well, I have a question regarding that.
Yes.
What was just
yes,
said?
You see. Yes, on WPFW.
How much training would be needed for people to get on board with this type of stuff?
That's a great question, a great follow-up question. Thank you for it. I wouldn't guess to know myself whether it's a 5-hour training or 10-hour training or whether it's just submitting to existing staff members at Pacifica Station's completed content. It seems to be that there might be unique situations for each different type of talent, right? But if we were, for instance, to partner, again, hyper-local here, but one of these magazines that started up is absolutely in the Pacifica vein in terms of its voice and criticism of power structure, and they've already begun hosting these 1-hour or 90-minute Zoom meetings with, like, Mike Davis, a luminary, and the local head of Black Lives Matter. So on some level, the media production is being done. There wouldn't be a lot of coaching there. Most of it would just be a tutorial to make sure that content was radio-ready.
Sharon, does that answer your question or your concerns? BAI, Sharon Shalom.
This is Thomas to the stat.
Okay, I don't hear Sharon. Did we lose her? Thomas, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was on mute, and I'm just talking now a minute. Okay, what I was trying to find out is behind that is he mentioned a tutorial. So I wanted to know if there was a tutorial in place already for people who were interested or for stations who are interested if they wanted to pick up on this. Is there something out there that's available?
Michael?
Speaking to KPFK, I'm not sure. I'm sure that any type of system like that would be available for volunteer programmers as they're getting up to speed themselves. I'm sure that it would be a similar kind of rundown or breakdown. I think that just generally speaking to, we've begun the conversation, and the local station committee for programming is having its second, you know, we're getting up to speed as a committee for the local station. So we're still encountering questions of, you know, hosting the programming director later this month, starting to talk about what opportunities there are to add. Well, you know, it's still a timing and space question in terms of broadcast minutes that are available. So that's a great follow-up, but that might be one step down the line after we identify opportunity, link with the great potential voices to add into the institution, and then solve the problem of how to adapt their media, whether it's editing an hour down to 15 minutes or helping them produce their content, like I said, in radio versus just podcast. Although I would assume that a lot of the audio engineering carries over and the skills would probably match.
Okay.
I hope that answers it.
And just one more question, and then I'm finished. That question is, when you all did it, did you do it station-wide or just individual people did it?
Ralph here from may I speak on that issue?
Okay, Ralph, go ahead. From BAI.
BAI. Jim Dingman or Saugerton in BAI has offered training on this in these lines. So,
wow.
You know, it's on podcast, and besides, I've had a podcast for 4 or 5 years, a blog radio, but the podcasts and all are, you know, there's help here in New York for whatever you'd like to do in terms of getting your ideas out there.
Okay. Ralph, did you say Jim Dingman is doing this?
And
it's Jim Dingman or Saugerton, James Saugerton. I remember hearing it at a meeting. And so Sharon is here. You could raise the issue at one of the Pacifica meetings, at the BAI meetings, because there's somebody there who said they would give information or training on this sort of thing. Podcast.
Oh, podcast.
I think it's definitely the way to go. And the partnership definitely opens up the networks of Pacifica to be a real barometer on the streets. And our ability to do it nationally, I think, is
definitely
outstanding. I mean, when we look at many of the demonstrations that we've had over the last 6 months, and Pacifica networks being present in most of those locales, to be able to have a podcast, not only for the locale, but also across the nation, I think, is very, very important. And I think it in of itself will bring people to our network.
This is Thomas.
Yes, Nancy. Thomas, your turn. I'm sorry,
yeah.
I let other people speak.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Michael Atkins, I from what I heard you say in your opening, you you talked about sort of an ecosystem in the L.A. area, and you mentioned the L.A. Weekly being, what, bought up by someone, but are you implying that there's like a, you know, a larger or just a more active alternative media market seemingly happening right now? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
And also, by the way, podcasts, you know, let's be real clear. And last month we were talking about, because Oscar's presentation was talking about street reporting, and you'll see it in the minutes. It's recorded, you know, I mean, 1 and 2 minutes, you know, PSA-type lengths of street reports. But, you know, in general, podcasts are, you know, quite long. Or they can be. I mean, you know, some of these YouTube shows and the radio podcasts can run, you know, over an hour, an hour and a half, and it's a definitely a different art to condense stuff down to 1 and 2 minutes. In some ways, much more difficult. But you know, it has its drawbacks and it has its advantages. But if you would, you know, just talk. I mean, is that what you were getting at in L.A.? You're just, or is there just a sort of an impetus? I mean, we all know, you know, yeah, it's one of the podcast centers of the world. If you could just clarify that for us.
Absolutely. Wanted to go quick, not to bore, but I'm realizing I've got a great. This is exactly the type of audience who would like a little bit more detail, but. Yeah, the LA Weekly was, along with two or three other entities, LAist was one of them, a blog, LA Weekly, and LA Magazine, were all three different, you know, somewhat middle of the road in terms of their political bias, but were still left enough to be targeted and kind of turned into nothing but, you know, weed dispensary and real estate listing kind of publications and laid off a lot of journalists. And they formed a set of different places, including LA Taco, which emphasizes black and Latino voices. They also do a full rundown of reviewing every taco stand in Los Angeles as like a plug-in of fun on top of street-level reporting. In fact, some of the images that you've seen nationally from LA of the Beverly Center were coming from a photojournalist in the LA Taco system. So they're doing a lot of, they would be very good plug-in for that type of 2 to 5 minute. Here's what's going on today. Obviously, there's a lot of news coming out of LA County from Compton last night. LA Taco reporters are on the scene already. In addition, The Land magazine is a magazine that strictly formed as a print publication from the death of the LA Weekly. And as they've become a hit, you know, somewhat hip, very visual-rich magazine.
What are they called?
The Land magazine.
The Land. Uh-huh.
That's the one I was mentioning. They have some really great writers and staff. And this one journalist, Jeff Weiss, has already done a, like, Zoom. He has an interview with Mike Davis, who's a luminary. And they already converted the interview in the magazine also to be like a one-hour lecture thing that you attended via Zoom, possible within the COVID era. And then just the third example I'll give is LA the Podcast, not the like best name, but that's a podcast that formed of similar kind of people. One guy was a podcaster, one guy is a local researcher, journalist, and the third woman was the editor of Curbed. And the three of them created a podcast that I was hoping to maybe check their listenership briefly while we were going through the agenda, but they have tens of thousands of downloads to a podcast exclusively about LA and Sacramento. It's exclusively about local issues, talking about them at these layers of government that our local TV or the LA Times can't even cover to the full extent, and kind of aiming towards these people who are what I think are our listenership and probably many of us, who are looking for reliable news and effective places other than the National Democratic Party to apply our political energy. And so I'm kind of speaking of them as a group. We're also as a team thinking of podcast plug-in as it could be an hour program. It could be asking for 3-minute updates. These are broad areas that we're just defining for conversation. But I think that they all as a group are collectively a great area of opportunity that align with KPFK, at least being locally. But I'm sure that there are entities like this in other Pacifica cities.
This is Wally joining the call.
Oh, hi, Wally. Okay, I got you down. Wally James from KPFT has joined. Okay. We have any other comments on this embracing podcasting? Do they?
Paulina.
Paulina, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, very briefly. So I think that there's also an opportunity to serve as a hub for, or maybe a repeater in a sense, right? So just to publish a link to carry the podcast as a podcast, not necessarily for the FM, but promote it on the air, and that way, you know, it's also a collaboration. And then if the podcast also says we're now also on, I don't know, KPFK, or we're on the Pacifica Network or whatever. So there, you know, I think that there are easier changes to make or easier things to implement, stuff we can do quicker, right? That doesn't cost anybody anything except for a little bit of extra production time. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't entail having to, I don't know, necessarily change the programming grid, which is always painful, and there's always there will always be some resistance and pushback, that takes some time to figure out. But we could immediately, you know, start looking into collaborating with whoever's already producing content and distributing content and has an audience to connect our audiences. You see, and that can be done in an easy way. I don't know if I'm making myself clear. So it's just like if you have a promo spot for a local podcast that is now collaborating with, say, KPFK, you play that spot. You link to their podcast on our archives page or wherever, you know, promote it also on our radio website. And see what happens. Wouldn't hurt. Or I mean, I don't know if that makes sense. Thanks.
Okay. All right. If there's not any more comments on this, what is there any action item that we should do? Like, can somebody suggest what we should do to get ourselves more informed, or how do you pick podcasters? Who determines that they get promoted on our website? Or are these people in the streets, these podcasters? Not necessarily, but more or less?
I think we should move forward. I think the partnership, depending on who the podcasters are, but across Pacifica, I think the general census of this committee is that it is our future. And there may be specificity per station, but definitely from this committee, Pacifica should know that there's consensus that all of the network should be moving in that direction.
Thank you, Lucille. WPFW. Okay.
Nancy Thomas, or one quick question of
sure.
Paulina,
sure.
I think, or Michael. Can AudioPort be in some way used to have a channel of you know, independent podcasters that
no.
either, you know, take an oath of affirmation or just volunteer to give their content over and, you know, say make a statement that you know, they at least adhere to or you know, agree to the Pacifica mission Is that is that a possible way of moving forward, using audio ports first off, and then promoting audio port as sort of the Pacific sort of index of shows that, you know, we should be promoting network-wide as a way to, you know, not just cross-promote, but, you know, go deep in archives and whatnot, but also, you know, so that there's a central hub. From what I gather, podcasts, you know, there are now websites that are indexes of podcasts. They, you know, clearinghouses kind of thing. There are so many. And some of them are so, you know, sort of very, very specific personal things. And you know, and some are obviously reporting and community or state or some kind of news. But those are, you know, those are the rare exceptions. What about audio part first off as the sort of the clearinghouse for these as a possibility?
This is Paulina. I can respond.
Yes, KPFK, yeah, go ahead.
Audio port, first of all, is you can only publish air-ready content there, right, or pretty much. And it's also just for programmers across the network, so it's not available to the public. It's not a way to, let's say, promote. It's only a way to share across the network and among radio affiliates. I use it a lot, but I would say not for podcasts. Besides, I mean, everybody's already hosting their content somewhere, so it's not like they need to publish it in one more place. I don't know. I mean, unless folks want to, and I think we, Michael, you were saying something about training people to produce air-ready content, but that would be, I think, only once there's a reason. I mean, once once a radio station wants to air the content of your podcast in whatever form or format, then you would do that. And of course, you know, we use audio port, but I think that I mean, that's as far as I can think right now.
No, that's great. Michael Atkins here. Just two bits that I wanted to offer, which is, you know, as a group here, as stations individually and collectively, our goals are twofold, which is one, to connect and make space for local journalists, and then two, for those media entities to be plugging on their blog, on their podcast, and tune into us on KPFK on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, you know. So for us to list their, this is a good first step to find spaces, you know, co-list podcasts. That's a very good foundational, like, statement of intention. But just as I would in my daily work, like, some of these convos will require us to be malleable to what some of these other entities would want most. And just want to kind of underline that, like, we want to be in place. We want people to stay tuned into our stations in other places more than anything else, because that's going to bring in folks. And then the final point about training, just as a point of information, is that if there is one staff member or station volunteer who is thinking of creating, whether it be a video or, you know, a 4-minute audio of how to do X, Y, and Z to make something ready, that would certainly be something that we could be sharing and use in different places. Again, just point of information, not rushing that point ahead of the putting the cart before the horse. But, of course, if someone had a brief video or tutorial produced from staff or a volunteer, we could use that to try to recruit folks to have their content ready if some type of space came available or whatever it might be. So I definitely appreciate all of this convo and energy. It does seem like we're at the onset, right, and not two or three steps down the line yet. Just to acknowledge.
This is Nancy. I'm going to put myself on the stack from KPFT. I looked at some of the affiliates. You know, there's 235 affiliates and 5 stations that are using AudioPort to put their shows down for other stations to download or to select something from other stations. And I just clicked one. It was at the beginning of the list. Akaku from Hawaii, A-K-A-K-U.
And they have a very easy website. There's a free tutorial class that you can do. And then there's one for $500 if you're going to do editing and production. It's a seminar class, I think. It's once a year. And then they have another class that's in the street with your telephone and recording and broadcasting. That's $100. I didn't have time, did not have time to look, but they're all, you know, they're saying like the, who the instructor is and how many. They don't have it very often, like maybe once a month for some of them, but the big one was once a year. And I'm sure the other stations also have, like KBOO has a training program, and KPFA has a training program. I don't know how they're doing now, but they are doing. And so a lot of stations have. I just couldn't believe all that time I knew about all the affiliates, and I know did not really take the time to look at some of the affiliates. There's one called WHIV, and it's run by an infectious disease doctor. He's the manager of the station. And his wife is, I think she's also a medical worker. And they're doing something. I see it on AudioPort already on the list.
Nancy, what was the Hawaii station you mentioned?
Akaku, A-K-A-K-U. I forgot which island it is on. And I didn't know anything about it. Just today I just decided to just click one and see if they had an internship or a tutorial. And yes, they do. It's sort of similar to the public television station that we have here in Houston. They have courses. They're much cheaper, though, but I don't know if they're going to teach now at all because of COVID. But learning how to use a Zoom 8 recorder, or learning how to use a Sony whatever camera, it's like $25 or $50. It's a 3 or 4 hour course.
Nancy?
Yes. Who's this?
Oh, Kalina? Sorry. No, go ahead. Please finish.
No. I'm just talking.
WHIV, we're already using their content in our national show quite often. We will sample some of their podcasts. They do a podcast, and it also airs, right, obviously, as a show on their low power FM in New Orleans. And they're a lot of fun, and I'm just thinking also that the way I learned most of what I know was, of course, obviously by going to the People's School of Journalism, learning with Fernando Velasquez here at KPFK, but also just from free tutorials online. Everything is done online now. I teach online. I actually made a video the other day about how to use AudioPort, how to upload to AudioPort. About WordPress and publishing your content and stuff. So for our team, but I'll share that with the network. And I'm making other materials already. And I'm just sitting in my place and using Zoom, you know, just sharing my screen and showing what I do, you know, sharing. Basically, it's like a ride-along. Well, I try to be more didactic than that. But anyway, I don't want to take up more time.
No, but please, what is the proper way to present to the whole network? You know, because, you know, Heather, she's from WRFG, Atlanta, Georgia, and she gave us the PacificaNetwork.org address. But when you click that, then you've got all these individual stations, 235 of them, and they have a resident address, and then they have the, you know, you click their name, and then you see their website. So I thought she had given us a listserv of everybody, so we wouldn't have to go one by one 235 times to tell people or ask people or something. That's what I understand. Anyway.
Oh, I think what you want to do is subscribe to Pacifica Announce at yahoogroups.com, and that's the listserv for the affiliate network. That's how we announce our content. When we say, let's say, well, I put a show on AudioPort, I'll send an email to the Pacifica Announce group, and then everybody in the network supposedly subscribes to it, or whoever is interested seeing what content comes out on AudioFort receives a flood of emails in their inbox, or however you want to set it up, and that's the listserv you're looking for. I'll send you the information. I'll send everyone here.
Oh, yes, copies. Yes. Send the committee or on the text circle, and
sure.
I'll put it in the minutes. How do you spell that? Pacifica and then NOW?
No, Pacifica announce, like announcing announcements. Pacifica
announce.
Together, two A's right in the middle. Pacifica announce. At yahoogroup.com. You can subscribe to that, and then you'll be finding out all the time. You'll be getting emails from across the network about new content being made available on AudioFort from affiliates and from the five stations.
Okay. So what we want to tell the programmers is about AudioFort, to use it and put their shows on it and take stuff from other stations and it cross-pollinate. And then we want to tell them about the Pacifica Foundation, YouTube Pacifica Foundation TV, to subscribe and put it on the websites of the station.
We need to make
it grow. And encourage the programmers. We've got to go visual. We've got to arm some people with who have video cameras or just use their phones as video cameras. And we need to aim and nurture our network into the multimedia media. So those things. Plus, shall we go into this next motion that I made? And it may be lacking. So, I just put it together. It's early morning. Concerning the, is it okay if we go into this, everybody? No objections? Okay, this motion I wrote concerning the embracing of audioport.org to connect with a wider audience. The 2020 PNB Programming Committee strongly recommends to the PNB, to recommend to the IED, to recommend to Pacifica programmers, program directors, IPDs, general managers, IGMs, that programmers obtain a free account to AudioPort and for sharing their shows and selecting show content from 240 stations. And presently, found on PacificaNetwork.org, and the LSP should also be informed. Should we put something about the Pacifica announce in there, or what do you think?
Not in the motion. I think I agree with the idea that all everybody who has a show on any of our stations should be publishing their content on AudioFort. Yeah, well, I don't know. I would support some version of that motion.
Okay, so the reason why I thought we need a motion is because I've met so many programmers at KPFT who've never heard of AudioPort. And then I heard one say, it's not being used enough. And I said, really? and most of the programmers, she said, yeah, a lot of programmers don't even know about it. I said, well, how do we... boom, tell everybody. You know, we don't have the access to their emails, these programmers. And so we cannot tell directly a GM what to do. We have to go through the ED. And because she's the boss, although she doesn't have a lot of power over GMs. That's sort of the LSB's oversight responsibility of the GMs. Anyway, is this too wordy? Can we make it more succinct, or is it okay as it is, or what do you think? Okay, we're thinking about it.
I think it's okay as it is.
Does anybody think we don't really need this? There's an easier way to tell the programmers.
I think
this
you're
Sabrina.
Also developing
Sabrina.
A pathway by which information that this committee is pulling together can be disseminated throughout the network. Am I correct?
I did not hear the first few words of your sentence, Lucille.
I said, are we developing a pathway by which ideas and policies that are generated from this committee go network-wide? That has been my assumption. That we are together, pulled together to bring ideas. Not all, you know, it's bi-directional, but that the consensus of this committee is for network-wide policies and practices.
Yes, and also we cannot, well, I'm sorry, I should not. Who is it, Sabrina next?
Yeah, Nancy, I can go ahead and ahead and answer Ms. Lucille's question. Thank you for your question, Ms. Lucille. This is Sabrina from KPFA, Sabrina Jacobs from KPFA.
Please just call me Lucille. Do I sound that old? We were talking about young people, and then you said Miss Lucille.
I got called Miss Sabrina about 2 months ago. I thought I was going to fall out of my chair. I was like, wait a minute. Here we go. Let me get ready for this. But yeah, you're exactly right. That is exactly what needs to be happening. I think in the, just to take it back a little bit as far as the podcasting is concerned, in conjunction with AudioPort, I think the podcasting situation, and just to build on what Paulina was talking about as far as creating like a tab or an extra part of the website or a standalone website where, you know, we can have those podcasts or have that library or that hub for extra podcasts that are outside of the Pacifica network. I think in addition to making that happen, there has to be some level of vetting that needs to happen prior to us taking on those new outside podcasts, whether they're progressive, sort of progressive, kind of progressive, hard left, or what have you. So that's just addressing that particular part of the conversation. And then with... as far as AudioPort is concerned, as far as your motion is concerned, Nancy, I think it's definitely important, but I don't think we need a motion for it. I think if we just, you know, have some prodding from the IED, Lydia Brazon, and just have her, you know, send out an email to the general managers to start encouraging their programmers to start utilizing AudioPort. The director of our affiliates station is basically the that falls under her purview, AudioPort does. So there would have to be some collaboration with her, and I'm not exactly sure how amenable she would be to it, but I think that's something that we would definitely have to look into. And that's something that Lydia should be open to looking into. So I would have a conversation with Lydia, if you can start one with maybe via email with her, Nancy, as chair of the National Programming Committee, and say, hey, you know, AudioPort needs to be utilized, and we're working on, you know, trying to figure out how that, you know, what's the best course of action for that to happen in the programming committee, but I need your help as the IED, something to that effect. And I'm sure she'll be very open to listening and having that conversation and further that conversation with you. So that's it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anybody else? Well, the reason why I thought maybe a motion is necessary because Lydia does not, I don't think she has a direct conversation with programmers. I mean, I don't think she's got a, I know the general managers and the program directors have a direct communication line to the programmers, but I don't know if the ED does. I was sort of thinking with a motion, maybe she could ask the managers to and program directors to tell the programmers for her, pass the word along, or maybe establish some kind of direct listserv where the ED could talk to all the programmers in the whole network. I mean, I don't see why it would be bad.
Nancy, have a follow up comment. May I have a follow up comment,
ahead.
Sabrina?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in that case, then, since you put it that way, yeah, definitely. I think you're right. Yeah, I'm for the motion. Yes, I vote yes.
I was worried. That's the only reason why I want to do that, because if she were to, she needs some kind of way to talk. I mean, any ED needs to have a way to talk to the programmers, and programmers need a way to talk to the ED, too. But I don't know. I'm getting maybe, I don't know how. Okay. All right. Do you people want me to, does the committee want me to leave this motion to work on it, polish it up a little bit more, and at the same time talk to Lydia in an email format and carbon copy all of you so you can see what I'm writing to tell her this is what we want to tell the programmers and make sure they do get the message. I don't know. Does your general managers at your station, do you think they know about programming? Are they all programmers? Do they know about AudioPort? I mean...
Miss Sabrina, KPFA, Sabrina Jacobs.
Go ahead, Sabrina.
Yes, he's very much aware of AudioPort. Several of our programs are syndicated via AudioPort. Flashpoints is Letters in Politics. Mm-hmm. I think you guys get that down at KPFP. Those are just two off the top of my head that are nationally syndicated and go through AudioPort. So, yeah, we're well aware of it, and we've been using it for decades. So.
Yeah, KPFP is also doing Ralph Nader Radio Hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they're out of Washington, D.C. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it's in Berkeley. Isn't the programmer in Berkley? And
is
Ralph
he?
Is over there in Washington, D.C., but...
Okay, right, yeah, Ralph is in Washington, but, yeah, right, exactly. So that virtual distancing work is definitely something that is
It's at all four stations on the FM, but on KPFT, it's on the HD, the Ralph.
Okay.
I don't know why. He never gets on the FM and KPFT, and I just don't, I complain about this. Is this weird? Yeah, I think it's something. Never mind. Okay. Committee, you have some strong opinion about making this motion, or... You want to wait on that, and you want me to send a letter to Lydia at the same time while we're waiting to make up our mind on this?
I move the motion. Let's go ahead and make it a formal motion. And it just feels, as someone said, a little more urgency.
Okay. All right. Does anybody, shall we, are there any objections?
But can we do both? Is it possible to do both? I mean, we can have the motion and a resolution or whatever, but also this provides an opportunity to work together on getting what you actually want done, as opposed to coming with something cold that's, without at least saying, is this an appropriate manner for us to be in relationship? Because that's what you want to have, a good relationship with someone who would be able to do this network-wide. So we have
Ralph,
a backup to move forward, but first try to develop. I'm just asking.
Well, Ralph here, if I may.
Oh, go ahead, Ralph from BAI.
Yes, the wording, as was stated, is definitely very germane. But with the over the month, the feeling within this committee is the best, and I would be confident that anything coming out of this committee would have a wording that is conducive to suggestions without the general strife that we get in Pacifica. So I would vote for send the emotion. And I trust that it'll be in the tenor that this committee has been. And I enjoy these meetings because they are enjoyable. Send the motion. Thank you.
Okay. This is Nancy. I'm going to ask a question. Shall I put
at the very beginning, it says concerning the embracing of AudioPort to connect with a wider audience, and should I put ad at the end and relationship?
Sure.
No, not needed?
Sure. This is Felina.
As is? go ahead, Felina.
And to foster a relationship throughout the between programmers and the network, something like that, right?
And to foster a greater relationship?
Yeah. A greater relationship or a greater working relationship between content creators or programmers in the network, something like that. Because that is part of the purpose. I think that motivates the motion. Yeah.
Okay. And to foster a working relation, a greater working relationship among programmers in the network. Is that okay? And to foster a greater working relationship among programmers in the network.
That's what I meant. Yeah, thank you. Sounds fine to me.
Okay. All right. Are there any objections to this motion on AudioPort? No? Okay. Well, hearing no objection, it passes. All right. We send that to the Paulina will present it to the PMV when you have your next chance.
Or Sabrina.
Or Sabrina, yes, yes. Y'all
or Heather. Heather's not here. Or Ralph. Whoever.
And, or Ralph. So, yeah, we have three. We have three directors. I forgot. And, I don't know, four. Wally's here, too. We have four.
Yep.
And,
yep.
Okay. Let's see. All right, number three, invitation of the PDs, the program directors, and the interim program directors, and the or if they don't have a GM or an IGM to improve programming. Did somebody ask a question? No? I thought I heard something. Okay, questions and that we want when we invite these program directors or GMs. I put a list of questions there, like about the May Day 12-hour special we had concerning the labor all over the world, and about the airing, about the promotion or the lack of promotion on the website, and a PSA, and improvement or suggestions for the future. And if they did not, you know, promote it, and it was most of the case, it was, how did they feel, you know, were they able to check it out? And maybe we should put a how to find it and ask them what their feelings about it was. And I wonder if they're going to ever use it. And the PMB town hall, the value of it, or the promotion on the website, or the non-promotion, and a PSA or no PSA, and the airing of it, and their opinions of improvement or suggestions for the future. I think two stations took that up, the town hall. The COVID race and democracy, I wrote down a schedule. Four of the stations are playing them. Three of them are playing new shows every week, but KPFA is not airing it. It aired it when it was mandated at the beginning, but not now. And we have 6 to 7 affiliate stations that are downloading it from AudioPort. That's what Paulina, she sees it when she puts it into AudioPort. It gets taken up by 6 or 7 stations. I don't know which ones they are. And I discussed the value or promotion of the website of this show. I think this is a pretty good show. It's interesting. Let's see. Staff meetings or virtual meetings. When is the last one and how many and their concerns. And I'm concerned because we had in our history of KPFD
what, it was around 6 years between staff meetings. Oh, that was in the past, so well, we don't want to do that. Okay, and about breaking news, I sort of would like to hear what their rules are on breaking news. Maybe we might ask them on a survey. Does anyone have any questions that you're interested in adding to this? Or maybe much more important questions to ask them. Video production status, internship status, or virtual training status, the percentage of pre-records that are being played, the percentage of live remote, and the percentage of old pre-records, archive shows. And any other questions that people, if you come up with some questions, let me know. I will add them to the, we don't have a time limit on this. But it's best if we have a list of questions, and even better if we have better questions than this to ask them. And I don't want them to feel like we're going to, you know, throw darts at them. I want them to feel like we want to really help. And I think everybody on this committee is very sincerely interested. Okay. So what do y'all want to do with this? Invitation. You want to think up some more questions, and I'll list them on the next time. What would you like to ask the managers and the program directors, particularly program director? Okay. Anyway, I'd like to hear from listeners. they don't have a show to do, and it'd be very interesting. You programmers, just pass one of your comments to a listener member of this committee, and we can air them out indirectly. I would feel safer with that. Okay. Anybody has a comment here? Do you want to have a meeting with the program directors?
This is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina. Go ahead.
I would say program directors are busy people for sure. It would be lovely if we could have, have their ear for a little bit, but more like for them to actually instruct us. You know, program directors will complain often, sometimes with reason, that people who don't know how radio operations work are trying to mandate or suggest or request without understanding the way the sausage is made, so to speak. And so maybe this would be an opportunity for them to tell us what they think we should know about what works, right? What challenges they're facing? How we could be of help in terms of promoting content across the network, if that even, you know, makes sense to them. Hear from them and then ask our questions that, and we promise to be non-confrontational. We're not here to make their lives more difficult, on the contrary. So perhaps the kind of an open invitation of that sort, I think, would be very much appropriate for them to come and take, I don't know, maybe give us a few minutes of give us an idea of what they think we should know, you see, as a programming committee. That would be my suggestion.